Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. Well, tonight we got the last episode of our Chris Squire tribute. And there's only going to be two concerts tonight. And we'll save the best for last, and we'll play the Yes concert after what we're going to hear next. In the early 70s, former Humble Pie guitarist Peter Frampton released 4 solo albums, none of which garnered much critical acclaim or commercial success. No one could have been prepared, however, for what transpired when he released his 5th album on the 6th of January, 1976, a 2-disc live recording. Frampton Comes Alive came from out of nowhere to take the music world by storm, with songs such as Baby I Love Your Way, Show Me the Way, and the mammoth 14-minute long Do You Feel Like We Do, which featured Frampton's distinctive talk box guitar. Frampton Comes Alive climbed to the top of the Billboard charts, sold over 6 million copies, and was voted Album of the Year by readers of Rolling Stone. The album was so popular that it was still in the number 14 position on the charts by the end of 77, almost 2 years after its release. Frampton Comes Alive virtually took on a life of its own. The album defined Frampton for the rest of his career, casting a shadow over all of his future endeavors. And, well, except Humble Pie. More significantly, the disc came to define rock and roll in the mid-70s. FM rock stations began to play more album-oriented rock as Frampton's album and other similar work came to be called. Other bands attempted to copy Frampton Comes Alive, but unfortunately the results were usually excessive, overproduced, and downright boring. Other rebelled against the AOR sound, and movements such as disco, punk, and new wave emerged. Yuck. So, sit back, buckle your seatbelts, spark them up if you got them, and sit back And check this one out. This is Peter Frampton at the Electric Ballroom, Dallas, Texas, on the 4th of July, 1975. But first, before we listen to Frampton, we're going to listen to a few words from our very own Steve-O. Rock on.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH Sport, the Tune Master brings you happy hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Samo Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
The Electric Ballroom, Rare Earth will be here. About 200 years ago, this country kind of pulled away from the mother country, you know, England. All right, so 200 years later, just to show that there's no hard feelings, how do you feel tonight? Do you feel like we do? Would you please welcome, on behalf of the zoo and the Electric Ballroom, Peter Frampton.
Same way. said. She spoke of strangers that don't sleep too bad. Well, I kept on trying, buying time, not waiting on fate.
This is KGEW, Dallas and Fort Worth, and you're listening to Peter Frampton live from the New Electric Ballroom in Dallas, and we hope you have a very fine evening and compliments of Lone Star Beer.
This one's called China.
Sit down. This one's called It's a Plain Shame.
Hey!
Still the same in Dallas. I just say bye-bye. Well, it's a great shame. It took me all this time to learn. Well, it's a great shame. No matter which way it turns. From the new album, which this one is very short. Can you hear this guitar? Good. This one's called Penny for Your Thoughts. First album I did after I left a group we all know called Humble Pie. And this is the title track to that album. It's called Wind of Change. Brings the wind of change. I feel it's now or die. I have itchy fingers and butterflies are strange. Called Baby, I Love Your Way. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night, far away from the city. But don't hesitate, 'cause your love won't wait. Of some firefly, wonder how they have the power to shine, shine, shine. I can't see them under the pine, but don't hesitate, 'cause your love. Night and day. sunset in your eyes, brown and gray, warm beside clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one just out of season. Please don't hesitate, 'cause your love won't wait. Ooh, baby, I love you every day. Wanna tell you I love you in every way. Wanna be with you night and day. Yeah. Ooh, baby, I love you in every way.
Peter Frampton live tonight from the new Electric Ballroom in Dallas, brought to you by the Zoo and Lone Star Beer. Remember that music, like a cold Lone Star beer goes better when you share it. Let's get back to Peter Frampton.
ask for more, but there's no reason. And there's no answer. Too hard, it made you cry, 'cause I've been cheated. Yeah, I was cheated. Yeah. Not before she kicked me out the door, and I couldn't see behind me. Not before, when I'd ask for more, myself, and I'm still singing this song. Baby, won't you do me wrong? Music is my food and life. Don't take it away. I want the world to see. Turn it away. Salty air, seagulls everywhere. Wanna live there one day, but I'm still singing this song. Baby, please don't do me wrong. Music is my food and life. Don't take it away. I want the world to see. us out during this song. This one's called Do You Feel Like We Do?
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to KZEW, Dallas and Fort Worth, a live broadcast of Peter Frampton from the Electric Ballroom. They've just taken off the stage, and I would have guessed that in just a couple of seconds they'll be back on to do another number. Tonight, the zoo gives you Peter Frampton live from the new Electric Ballroom, and we hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're enjoying an ice-cold Lone Star Long Neck beer right now. Peter ought to be back on stage in just a minute.
Mr. Bob Mayo. On bass guitar, Stanley Sheldon. And on the drums, John Siomis. Something's definitely happening. This is called Something's Happening. We'll be right back.
This is KZEW Dallas and Fort Worth. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's performance of Peter Frampton live from the Electric Ballroom here in Dallas. Tonight's show is mixed by Chuck Childs and Dennis Lowe of the Sound Mind here in Dallas. And it's coming to you direct from the all-new Electric Ballroom here in Dallas. Hope you've enjoyed it. Now back to the studio and Mark Christopher.
I'm
Give it up for Peter Frank. As I said before the concert started, this was album-oriented rock from the 70s. And movements such as disco, punk, and new wave emerged in rebellion. All that from one album. If you want to read more about the impact of Frampton Comes Alive, check out the book I Hate New Music by Dave Thompson. That should enlighten you.